Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to kind of just touch on the transference of spirits through music. See, there is a spiritual influence behind music. But I want to start with just a few basic things that we've already discussed and we've learned about music and praise and worship. Psalm 149 and 1 says, "Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of his saints." As I'm saying to you, I want to say this as well. I really believe that God wants to give us a new revelation about music, about praise, and about worship. I'm just going to give you a few things right up front. Number one, and that is that to praise God is a command. To praise God is a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not a suggestion. In Psalm 150 in verse 6, it says, "Let everything that breathes praise the Lord." And then it says, "Praise the Lord." Number two, the Bible says we were created to praise God. Now imagine that. The purpose, the major purpose for our lives is to praise God. In Isaiah 43 and 21, it says, "This people I have formed for myself." Why? "They shall show forth my praise." Folks, not only were we created to praise God, in fact, all creation praises God. Listen to what it says in Psalm 148, starting with verse 1. It says, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him from the skies, praise him all his angels, praise him all the armies of heaven, praise him sun and moon, praise him all you stars, praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to God. Guys, this is so important. What I'm telling you is because many times we may not praise God the way we should because we don't realize God's expectation toward us praising him. If he created us to praise him, there's a big expectation that we will. And the fact that everything he created praises him, I don't think we should have a bad day when we come to praise him at church. It's serious. Praising God is serious. Number three, the Bible teaches us the way to approach God is through our praise and our thanksgiving. You know, we love, unfortunately, we love to kind of stretch the Bible or to dumb it down, to try to make it make sense in our mind. And yet, in Psalm 104, verse 4, it says, "Enter into his gates." We're talking about coming into the presence of God with thanksgiving. How many of you approach God in prayer? Well, you're entering into his gates to talk to him. Here, the Bible is saying when you enter, you need to come with thanksgiving, not with your request. You start with thanking him. "And into his courts with praise." So, to get into the gate is you give thanks, but to actually walk into the courts of the Lord, moving toward his presence, you have got to praise him. How can you come to church and miss your praise and worship service and just listen to a sermon and think that God is really talking to you and he's smiling and he's really ministering to you when you haven't come in the proper way? See, we can either dumb God's word down or we really can believe every word it says. That's the challenge we have as Christians. And there's a lot of people who are watering the word of God down and making it of none effect. Jesus said that about the Pharisees. He said, you make the word of God of none effect by your traditions, by your man-made thoughts. God couldn't have meant that. Well, why can't God mean just what he says? Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Number four, praise and thanksgiving is heaven's protocol for answered prayer. And this is something big that I believe many people miss. Praise and thanksgiving is protocol for answered prayer. We all have prayers we want answered, every single one of us. And you will always, until you go to heaven, have something you need God to help you with or do for you or someone else that you're praying for. And I really believe many do not have prayers answered because they do not follow heaven's protocol. In Psalm 34 and 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then verse 4 says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me. But what came first? His praise. Before I sought him, I praised him. Before I asked for anything, I came and sang, thank you, Lord. I praise you for all that you've done. Where you brought me from. Who I am today is because of who you are. And then I sought the Lord. And he heard me. Philippians 4 and 6 makes it plain. It says, have no cares, but in everything with prayer and praise, make your request before God. In other words, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything with prayer and praise, make your request. Let's do number five. Number five, praise and worship is your dress rehearsal for heaven. Now, I cannot stress this enough, guys, because, you know, sometimes I think perhaps we don't focus enough on eternity. It's kind of natural. As human beings, I mean, this is our world. This is just a place we're passing through. We're just passing through this world. We're on our way to eternity. And your praise to God, your worship to God, really is a dress rehearsal. It's preparing you for heaven, where that's what they do. That's their major occupation, giving God honor and praise in Jesus. And if you come into church and you can hardly raise a hand, I really don't think heaven is a place for you. Now, you know, you say, well, how can you say that? God wants you there. But again, you've got to come by heaven's protocol. You have got to be fit for heaven. You know, for most jobs, they give you an interview. They don't let you just walk in. God watches us the way we praise. God is watching us the way we worship. And listen to Revelation 19 and 5. It says, from the throne came a shout, a command. Praise our God, all you his servants, all you who fear him, small and great. Then I heard the sound of a mass choir or mass choirs, like the roar of a mighty ocean's waves or the crash of loud thunder. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice. And let's give honor to him. That's what they're saying in heaven. And I'm going to say it again. God is observing your praise. God is observing your worship. In Psalm 53 and 2, it says, God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there's anyone who understands. If there's anyone who is seeking after God. He's watching us. He's seeing how we serve, how we praise, how we worship, or if we are at all. Now, this is important. If we praise God with little enthusiasm, I see this sometimes. Some refuse to sing. Some don't clap. Some would never lift their hands. You know, many people, unfortunately, they don't come. They're not into praise and worship. Well, my friend, I believe God will judge that as pride. Because he's done a lot for you. Why aren't you? Well, I don't feel like it today. Well, God could just not feel like letting you breathe. Or maybe your heart won't, you know, be regular today. Or you can't get out of bed. Your legs don't work. So many things, God, if he just pulls away just for a second, you'll be in big trouble. It's not about your emotions. It's about the responsibility of a relationship with the supernatural God who loved you so much he made you a child. How many of you have ever had a child, and probably most of us, who refused to clean their room? And they don't own anything in that house. They don't own the clothes that you've given them. They don't own the shoes on their feet. They don't own the food you prepared for them. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And then they'll say, no, I'm not going to clean the kitchen. Why do I have to clean the kitchen? What did you say? When did you get a job and contribute to this house, and now you're so tired you can't wash a plate? Everything I supply for you, and you can't do that? Sometimes we as parents probably want to call 911. Why are you calling? Before the crime is committed. My child just told me, no, they're not going to clean the kitchen. They're not going to clean up their room. Send the police at once. Because there's a crime that's about to be committed in this house. I just gave you an itsy bitsy example. Can you imagine how God feels? For all that he's done for you, and you walk in and you say, there's really a game on. I wish the preacher knew there's really a game on today. I need to hurry up and get home for that game. What if God just took your memory away and you couldn't find your way home? So we don't think about those things. But those things must feel like pride to God. I mean, even as parents, you feel like you're really taking me for granted if you think all of this stuff I just give to you and you don't do anything in return, right? Right, parents on this side. Why are you so quiet? I got the right parents over here. Just saying. Proverbs 16 and 18 says, pride precedes a disaster. Did you know that? When you're so proud that you can't recognize the goodness of God, where he's brought you from and what he is doing for you, a disaster is just ahead. The Bible says, in an arrogant attitude precedes a fall. It's arrogance to come in and not lift your hands and to praise God and open your mouth and to say, Lord, how much I love you and praise you. That's arrogance.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I want to go a little further because listen to how God warns his people about praising him and worshiping him and saying thanks. Listen to this. You need to write this down. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 47. Deuteronomy 28 and 47. It says, "If you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm." People say, "Well, I'm a part of the praise and worship service. I just don't wave my hand. I don't lift it. I don't clap, but I'm there." Well, listen to what this verse says. "If you don't serve the Lord with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, you will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in everything." Did you hear the verse? Folks, you can lose everything you have for refusing to give God the praise and the worship he deserves. See, that's what makes praise and worship so important. It is God's expectation. It's you saying, "Thank you, Lord. I'm not taking you for granted. I give you praise. I recognize who you are." The Bible says God is looking down from heaven to see if there's anybody who understands. Do you really understand what God has provided for you, what he's done for you, how he's kept you, how he's blessed you? That's why he calls the wicked wicked. Because they do not appreciate him. That's why people will go into the lake of fire, because they did not appreciate the sacrifice of God's son on the cross of Calvary dying for them. He died that you would be saved, that you would be called a child of God, and that means nothing to you? If you don't serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, you'll serve your enemies. You'll be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking everything because you've taken me for granted. So important for us to understand that God has feelings. He doesn't just do things out of obligation. He does it out of love. But every relationship that really loves demands love in return. Let the church say amen. You can't just be playing with my feelings if I've expressed to you that I really love you and I've done all I can to prove it and you're indifferent. Call 911. Because I may not act right when I see you. And God deals with that. He really does. God is a God of love. But folks, people who love are passionate about how they're treated. It's important that we treat him based upon the love he's given. He's given us. If he's given us his child to die on the cross, don't you think we should serve him with enthusiasm, love him, praise him? Did you know what I'm saying? In the proportion to what he has given to us. Someone buys you a diamond necklace or gentlemen, a watch, diamond watch for $250,000. And when you say it, hey, thanks. You want to rip that thing right off of them? That's right. Call 911. Because they're going to need the hospital to repair wherever I rip that thing off of them. God is so good to us. I want to just get into music just a little bit. And again, I keep thinking every week we're going to stop. But you know what? Praise is eternal. We need to keep talking about this until it really hits us in our hearts. I want to thank you publicly and everyone who's listening. My congregation, these people, since we've been talking about this, their praise has gone to a whole nother level through the roof, you guys. And the way you praise God, and I want to thank you publicly for loving the Lord like that. I know his heart is pleased with you. And if others can catch the word and the enthusiasm behind worship that we should have, it will continue to bring God more glory, more praise. I want to just talk a little bit about the influence of music. What kind of music are you listening to? Because that really will determine what influence you are under. God created music with supernatural properties to benefit humanity, to influence us all for good. But there's other music out there, and the devil uses music for evil and destructive influence in our lives. So when we talk about God, God created music for our spiritual expression to experience his presence. He gave music for our spiritual, physical, and emotional healing. Did you know that music can heal? Scientists have found that out. And God has given us music to enhance our divine potential. Do you know by listening to different types of music, it makes you more intelligent? It helps you to remember things? I'll talk more about that next time. I want you to repeat after me. Praise and worship through music is for our spiritual expression to experience God's presence. Now, through this message, this series, I've been telling you that in the Bible, we're instructed to praise and worship God, to approach him. We praise and worship him through music to approach him as well. Psalm 95 and verse 1, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him in a song."
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab.
The title of today's message is Are You Under the Influence? Part 4.
Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
If you do not know that your sins are forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Save me and deliver me from the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Your word says anyone who comes to Christ becomes a new creation. The old things pass away and everything becomes brand new. Thank you for making me new today.
thank you for becoming my Lord and Savior. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ is in your heart. And know this, you're on your way to heaven. God has a purpose and plan for your life that is so wonderful. I want to encourage you to seek God daily in prayer and read your Bible. Trust Him for everything you need. God bless you and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.